When you hear this song, there's only one man that lives up to it. And, of course, he joins us on a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday. It is our friend, Mr. PFT Commenter, the world-famous Pardon My Take podcast. PFT, what up, man? How are you?
I'm doing great. Shots. I like it. Let's get into the weekend, guys.
Let's go, baby.
It is that time, dude. I want to start. I'm not positive, but I think you're a doctor. What do you think the best course of action is with Jaden this weekend?
I think your rib's a long way from your heart. I think you got to gut this one through. Don't look me up in the physician's desk reference or whatever to make sure I'm right about that. I don't know if I am, but it's a pain management thing. There could be some ribs that, like, if they're cracked, they can cause further damage. But without seeing his medicals, I can tell you that a lot of rib injuries you can play through. It's just a pain tolerance. So that's just me. I broke my foot, and I still did the podcast later on that day. I might feel different. You know, sometimes professional athletes don't know about that grind of the content life, but I could muscle through it.
Did
I hope
you put any pressure on that foot?
That's neither here nor there. Podcasting is a contact sport. Sports media is more of a sport than sports is sometimes. You guys know that. But no, seriously, like I think I'm just going to trust the doctor. I think he's going to try to play. I think he'll try to give it a go. We'll see what happens today. I love the report yesterday from Schefter that he was planning to attempt to try to practice today.
That was really right there.
I think Schefter does a great job. It was probably one of the best ever, but that was some straight BS right there. He was planning to attempt to try.
That's
a bunch of BS is what that was.
Yeah, there's a lot of people out there that are planning to attempt to try to get laid out there this weekend too.
How many of them going to succeed?
Myself included. planning to attempt to try. Well, PFT, what's going to be kind of cool, they're set to take the practice field here in like 4 minutes.
Are they going to plan to attempt to try to practice today?
I think most of them will just practice, not plan to attempt to try. So we'll know at least if Jaden goes out there to plan to attempt to try to practice. I'm an AWL. I listen to your podcast, all of them, all the time. You sound like you are having so much fun with this Commander season. How different does it feel for you as a dude that's a national analyst personality that largely has been made fun of for your burgundy and gold fandom and just how different it is?
Yeah, I have been. Like, I've been an easy target for a lot of people with my DC sports fandom over the years. And it's going in kind of waves. So a lot of people are happy. They're happy to see the Commanders playing well. It's been a fan base that has – you know, longed for a season that has started like this for a long time. So a lot of people are happy about that, but I'm starting to see a little shift, which I kind of like.
Jealousy.
Starting to see a shift, and it's no fun when the rabbit's got the gun, right?
Yep.
Like people are like, okay, well, now you're having too much fun. Now you're saying all this crazy stuff, like you think Jaden's the second best quarterback in the NFC right now, and like you're getting too cocky. Like, who are you to be cocky right now? So there's a little bit of that where it's like, they're nice to you until you're a threat to them. And then now they're like, I hate this guy. But this is, to be fair, this is what I wanted. I wanted to be relevant enough to be hated. So I'm cherishing this. And honestly, I'm just having so much fun watching this team and reading all the articles about the team. I'm addicted to watching the YouTube videos and the breakdowns and stuff like that. So I'm just enjoying it. Like, I don't know where the season's going to take us. I hope it takes us to the playoffs. I don't have any delusions beyond that, but I'm just having a good time. I'm along for the ride, and I'll go as far as they'll take me.
Let's just think of it like this, man. People don't hate people that aren't good. People don't hate on people that aren't good. So when people start hating on you, you know something that's happening positive in your life.
Exactly, yeah. So I look forward to gaining more haters because that means that things are going good.
Let them be, and let those be your motivators.
Yeah, it's been fun, and I do feel like a lot of the other fan bases that have historically been, you know, let down over the years, I'll say like the Browns, the Lions, teams like that, I root for those teams, and I feel like we've got, you know, kindred spirits in some ways where it's like, if you can make it out of this, good for you, we're rooting for you. So I'm getting a lot of support from those fan bases and a few others, but starting to see like the I'm getting some Philly hate, which I love. I absolutely love. There's a bunch of Philly guys.
Wait. You just getting that? They hate everybody.
Yeah, well, they do hate everybody, but for a while it was like, okay, we're going to hate Dallas, and we'll think about you guys, you know, 2 days out of a year. But I'm starting to get some of the Philly haters, which is, that's a good sign. That's exactly what I wanted. I wanted to be enough of a threat to be hated by them. So, yeah, I mean, as a fan, all you can do is you sit down and you get excited and you enjoy your Sundays. And I'm trying to make the most of that. Last Sunday was kind of a bummer. We got that basically one play. And I was very, very worried when he went out. And then when he came back to the sidelines and he did the touchdown symbol over his head, I was like, that's a good sign. He's smiling. He's got good extension on those arms. I started to break down the injury from, like, the first second that it happened. So I hope that he plays this weekend. If he doesn't, maybe Mariota can do it again. He looked good against the Panthers, but, again, they're the Panthers. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah. I think Mariota has absolutely the right mentality about his role, and I think that matters a lot because, I mean, I'm not making any comp to Robert and Kirk, right, by – like, they were both drafted in the same class, which complicated things. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? And then Robert legit was worried about losing his job, and then did they call 100%. Him to replace any of that? There's none of that this time. If Jaden needs the time, I think organizationally, honestly, PFT, if you think about it, you had Dan getting involved in Robert's – in that Harris is – can I not say that?
No, Harris, not really.
Sorry.
You can say bad ish or S, but wow. You're worse than me.
I love that. It's a Friday, baby. JP's breaking out all the words you're not allowed to say on the radio.
I plan to attempt to stay on the air. But you know what I mean? It's just like, so different now.
It would be like if Sam Hartman got the nod and he went out there and threw for like 8 touchdowns or something against the Bears. But, yeah, it's different. Mariota, I think he could do some of the same things kind of when he was at his best. I think he can run with the ball a little bit. He's relatively mobile. Yep. And if he can, you know, figure out the Kingsbury system and, you know, just kind of keep the chains moving and be a game manager, I think, you know, we'll have a shot. The big concern for me is our defense. We looked good last week, but obviously, again, it's the Panthers. The Bears have a lot of weapons on the outside. Yeah. And not only that, but they got a lot of big weapons on the outside. Like they got some tall wide receivers. And I think that could be a real problem for us. And I also I'm afraid of Montez Sweat revenge game. That's why? What I'm terrified of.
We had a caller yesterday say that too.
I mean, yeah, why? I mean, like the whole thing about it, like let's be real. It doesn't always happen when somebody come back to play a revenge game. You know, sometimes you have people that leave and they come back and you show them why you let them go.
Yeah, that's very true. So I don't know if he'd have anything to have revenge for. Like, at the end of the day,
they got him paid.
We got him paid, right? And we got him to a team with a good defense and a city that's got, you know, a good quarterback setup coming in as well. I don't think he's like, I don't know, I don't want to speak for Sweat, but he doesn't seem like a guy that would be like completely spurned. I wouldn't say that we ran him out of town or we did him wrong in any way. I just know how good he is and how much I didn't want to let go of him because he's a beast. So that's what I'm worried about. It's maybe less the revenge factor and more of just I know how good this guy is and I know that he can make a big impact on the game. So I'm concerned about him getting after if it's Jaden or if it's Marcus. Whichever way it is, that's a guy that I'm very worried about.
Okay. All right, I have an update. Live update here on The Fan. The Commanders started practice at 11:10 a.m., which they always do on Fridays. On Fridays, the quarterbacks usually kind of work. Generally, the quarterbacks kind of live in their own area anyway at practice. And the Commanders team is on the practice field. I'm looking at a tweet from Sam Fortier. I'm not there. I got a family thing I got to take care of today. Fortier from the Post is there, as are others. Chris Kerwin is there. He's going to feedback video. We're hoping to get that up ASAP. For whatever reason, today, B. Mitch and PFT commenter, do you know where the Commanders quarterbacks are working out?
Inside.
They're in the bubble while the media is – the media and the rest of the team are out on the practice field.
Now, Jay, when I was saying little things to you yesterday
– sure.
I'm just, listen, bro, I don't know anything. But I have been around this thing long enough to know what people do when they don't want people to know everything. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it can mean absolutely nothing. I'm being honest with you. But you're not going to have something to be able to go on.
They're like the CIA right now. What's going on? Like, this is I'm actually a little bit shocked at the level of competence that they're showing by keeping this thing so tight-lipped that nobody has any idea what's going to happen. Like,
I respect it.
I do too. I just want to know. I'm mad because I want to know, but at the same time, I'm like, this is really good that I can't figure out what's going to happen. So, congratulations. I'm going to give credit to Adam Peters on this.
It came over me last night, PFT, where I said, I got to a point where I don't care no more because I know well enough that they're not going to do anything to jeopardize him. So whatever decision is made is going to be the right decision or the best decision that could be made. So I'm not sitting up here concerned anymore.
Yeah, I guess you're right. But my weekend would get so much better if Jaden played. That's what I want. And also, I live here in Chicago, and Big Cat, my co-host, is a Bears fan. We've been pretty cordial throughout the season. Going all the way back to the draft, we both got quarterbacks. We've been very, very polite. We want to see each other succeed. Big Cat took the gloves off earlier this week. He went to a live comedy show, and he made a little comment because they were giving him crap about Caleb Williams. So he made a little comment that Caleb was so much better than Jaden Daniels. So we got into it a little yesterday on Part of My Take, and I need Jaden to play because we got a tattoo on the line. If the Commanders lose, I got to get another tattoo.
Where is this tattoo going?
I don't know.
What is it?
Probably we don't have that figured out yet. I think it's like dealer's choice. Like you can get whatever tattoo you want, but it's last year was kind of a weird scenario because that was a Thursday night game, and Dick Butkus passed away like an hour before the game, and the Bears came out with like all this emotion, and the Commanders just didn't. So we were flat. So we made a rule that if there's another Bears legend who passes away within an hour and a half of kickoff, the bet's off. But if Mariota still plays, like if Mariota's playing and not Jaden, we're still doing the bet. So I just, regardless of who starts at quarterback this weekend, I just need to get out of here with a win. I need a win, point blank. I can't go 2 years in a row, two tattoos.
That shows great confidence.
That loss last year was brutal.
That shows great confidence on your part. I like that.
Yeah, listen, the defense looked good last week. I was pumped about that. I don't know if we're going to have Forbes playing this weekend or what. I don't know really anything about what this game is going to look like because last week, as far as I'm concerned, was just like a scrimmage or a practice that we did. So, and the Bears have the same knock against them as the Commanders have against us, which is the teams that we've beaten haven't been the best teams. And even the decent teams that we've beaten, like, for example, the Bengals, I think that they're a decent team. Their defense isn't very good. And the Bears have that exact same thing. I think all of their wins have come against teams that have one win. So we're getting the same amount of crap, and I don't know if we're going to figure out after this game anything different because then they'll just say the team that lost, they were frauds, they didn't play anybody. And the team that won, but you beat the other team because they're a fraud. So it's like we're not going to really learn that much in terms of the national discourse. I just want a good game. I think it's going to be a great game, and I want Jaden to play. I want it to be Jaden against Caleb, even though you know there's other guys on the field too. But I want that just to make my Sunday that much better.
What was my saying about that, JP?
Help me out.
The when you beat the team that you're supposed to beat.
Yeah,
it's the old Chris Rock saying. It's you can't celebrate what you're supposed to do. I take care of my kids. You're supposed to take care of your kids.
Yeah, but when you beat a team that you're supposed to beat, you're supposed to beat them.
Right.
That annoys the hell out of me. Oh, they just beat the team they were supposed to beat. What if they lose to the team they're supposed to beat? Then you go knock them. So they did their damn job, right?
Well, and what you specifically said that I loved, PFT, I think you'll appreciate this. We had callers calling in saying they haven't beaten anybody. And Beeman said, I'm appalled at that notion. You play bad teams, you beat them by 30, and people are upset about it?
Yeah.
Like, what are you supposed to do?
It's so stupid.
And listen, you know what the alternative to that is? The alternative is being a team that you're supposed to beat. So I would much rather beat teams that I'm supposed to beat than be one of those teams that – other teams are supposed to beat. You know, like, I don't want to be a check mark. I don't want to be an easy W that's written down on somebody else's schedule. So if you take care of business, like, you can use that to point at the Commanders and say, well, they might not be a Super Bowl contender. Okay, yeah, I'll give that to you. I don't think that we are a Super Bowl contender right now. But to like try to use that, especially what we've been through, especially the teams that we've watched play football, we have been the team that you're supposed to beat. And
yeah.
To just like pull yourself out of that, and now we're looking down at that position and checking off boxes by beating teams and taking care of business, that's progress. That should be celebrated.
Yeah.
What is the vibe out there in Chicago about this matchup and kind of about Caleb versus Jaden? Because, I mean, if it comes down to Rookie of the Week awards, Jaden's definitely winning.
Yeah, I keep bringing up the Rookie of the Week awards to Big Cat, and it's fun to just remind him, like, hey, I'm all about that hardware at the end of the day. How's your trophy case look? Because I got 5 Rookie of the Weeks in my case. It's been a little bit of a different narrative out here in Chicago, because at the start, Caleb didn't come out of the gate just firing on all cylinders. Caleb struggled in his first few weeks, and there was a lot of national media attention on them. There was a lot of hand-wringing. I think everybody tried to put on an air of confidence in Chicago for the first couple weeks and say, like, okay, we got to get through this. He doesn't have time to throw. The offensive line isn't doing any favors. The play calling stinks. You know, the excuses were coming out, but they were also valid excuses.
Mm-hmm.
But for the Bears fans, they were saying these excuses that they've said for a laundry list of quarterbacks before. And even though they meant it this time, they were still reminding themselves of every other time they'd said that, you know? Like, they said the exact same things about Mitch Trubisky. But there's a difference, because Caleb is a much, much, much better quarterback than any of those guys. Like, mm-hmm. He's actually good. So they had to weather a storm for a few weeks where they were given the valid excuses of the offensive line play, et cetera. And then the last few weeks, it looks like Caleb's turned a corner, and he's been improving every single week. He made a lot of throws against the Jaguars, some very, very impressive like seam throws that just showed off his arm strength, and he's throwing on the move. And don't make any mistake about it. Like, Caleb Williams is a very good quarterback.
Yes.
I think he's going to be really good in the NFL. People were just like throwing the word bust out after a Sunday night football game against the Texans, where they blitzed the hell out of him, and the offensive line didn't really do a single thing. No one's going to look good in that situation. So it's been different, though, because they've had to weather that storm a little bit. And we kind of, after weeks 2 and 3, I think in D.C., we're like, yeah, Jaden's special. He's a different guy. We didn't have to, like, go through that short period of being like, I think he's the guy, but I'm seeing a lot of stuff that makes me nervous.
Yeah.
We didn't have that. So, I think what's going to happen is we're going to have, with any luck, a good quarterback battle throughout the years. It feels like these two guys are destined to meet each other and play in some big games. And I hope that we get to see the first of those big games this weekend.
All right.
Hell yes. What do you think happens? Let's get a PFT prediction. Week 8, the Pardon My Take Bowl.
Well, I said on Sunday, I reported that Jaden Daniels is going to play this weekend. I will not give up my sources. My sources might have just been inside my own head on that one.
That's the same sources half these people have, so yeah. Who knows?
That's true, and I get fined.
That's the same sources the Stafford trade guy had.
Yeah, that's true. So I get fined if I get it wrong. I have to give $500 to the fine bowl and the Part of My Take studio, and I don't want to lose that $500. So I'm going to stick by my prediction. I think Jaden is going to suit up. He's going to play. I think that it's going to be, I'm going to say 27 to 20. I'm going to do a Chris Berman score here. 27 to 22, Commanders win.
That's
and cover
like
the number.
Dude, I have it 22-19, Commanders win. I think it's a weird scoring game, but
I love that. And the line will switch. If Jaden starts, I'm pretty sure that, you know, right now I think we're an underdog, but I think that line will switch to the Commander side. Will be like 2.5-3 point favorites if that happens. So,
oh, yeah.
I got us covering.
All right.
Yeah. Well, I think it's going to come. I think Jaden's going to have a workout Sunday, and they're going to take it to the absolute last second. PFT, we always appreciate you joining
you,
us, man. Thank you, buddy.
All right. Have a great weekend, guys.
All right, man.
That's Bye. Our guy, PFT Commenter. Make sure you follow him on X and Instagram, at PFT Commenter. Make sure you're following the Pardon My Take podcast. Those guys make me laugh. Every time I listen to it, man, I always enjoy it. Beep.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Get you Finley, 106.7 The Fan. If you're listening to this, we got a little bit of Jaden Daniels update for you. The quarterbacks started the practice session in the bubble. Now three quarterbacks are on the practice field with coaches. Their names are Sam Hartman, Jeff Driscoll, and Marcus Mariota. So still no sign of Jaden Daniels.
Oh.
You're going to hear from Commanders head coach Dan Quinn probably in about an hour is my guess. DQ will talk and give maybe an update. He also might not, frankly. I kind of wonder.
Does he have to?
He has to provide an update on what happened at practice today.
Okay.
That's what the obligation is.
We went out and practiced today.
I mean, they have to say if Jaden – I mean, Jaden's been on the injury report the past 2 days, and I imagine he's going to be on it today. So that information will get released. Jaden has been a DNP with the rib the last 2 days. It sure seems like that could be today. I wonder, though, whatever they did in the bubble, if that was technically individual work, they could give him a limited designation for Friday if he went through individuals.
Uh-huh.
But that work was private. It was in the bubble.
That
so we
question
don't know
I would ask,
was.
Did anybody see him come out the bubble?
My guess, Brian, knowing the lay of the land like you and I do out there, when the media is in the annex, the media then gets escorted down to practice.
Yeah.
And you can see players walking from the building to the bubble. But once you're down at practice, and it appears to me they're on the far practice fields, you can't see what's going on from the building to the bubble because you're pretty far away from it. And then by the time you get brought back up to the media annex, who knows who has come and go from the bubble. This is going to be an unpopular statement. I don't love this as a journalist, what's happening, but I think for trying to create confusion and gamesmanship and all the things that fans should care about, this is kind of a wild, fun way to deal with it.
Yeah, I agree. I think, you know, man, first of all, you don't need to let everybody know everything because a lot of people will screw it up. So I think whether a journalist or not, sometimes when you don't know the full story, you don't need to know the story.
Yeah, and I'm still pretty fascinated to see if this comes down to Sunday morning, regardless. If they're just like, yeah, we're going to work out Sunday and see how it goes. You know what I mean? Like, this whole week could be deemed fairly irrelevant. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hey, I did the hat you're wearing, because a bunch of people in the chat have been asking. If you're if you want to check out B's hat, it's YouTube.com/@1067.
We got this from a listener sent this to us.
Yeah, he sent us all in. You sent me one too, right?
Yeah, I got you one.
Okay, dope.
Hope it's still here when we get back.
maybe
if
take
it's not,
home.
I will fight whoever was in here.
Jeff got sticky ass fingers.
No, Jeff got his own.
Okay, great. Did Landfill get one?
He said Jeff and Landfill had to fight over the last one. So Jeff came in and took it and never gave Landfill a chance.
Death match. Well, the hats are dope. Put it in this chat where people can find those.
That's what I don't know.
Jeff, figure out how we can all right, here we show go. The dude.
The dude name is like Meta something. I just know it's
World
M-E-T-A.
Peace.
I think it's like Metaforce or something like that on the chat. I didn't mention them on the chat. He hasn't answered yet. So I'm
looks like it came from somewhere in Texas.
Shout out to Texas. We'll go quick because I want to make sure we have plenty of time for the Gov. Landfill, how do you feel if Mariota gets a start?
I feel like he gives him a chance. Solid chance.
So you're saying there's a chance.
I'm saying, Jeffrey, there's a chance.
How do you feel if Mariota gets a start?
I think it's a chance we could win, too. Look, I know we played the Panthers last week, and that's a way worse team than what we're playing this week, and the Bears spanked us last year. But we have a locker room that has bought into these coaches. So I think every time we play, we have a chance of winning.
Bam.
B?
I'm with Jeff.
I mean, we're all together.
I think, listen, man, he's a veteran player. And a lot of times I know people who like to make comments. They're not keeping you around this long if you can't play.
Dude, I'm with you guys. Mariota could play. And he maybe isn't a starter, but he's a pretty damn good backup. He showed that last week. And for everybody that wants to say, who has Washington played, who has Washington beat, the Bears basically have gotten their act together over the past 2 weeks with good wins against Carolina and Jacksonville. And then they had a bye. Like, this ain't the 85 Bears coming to town. And I think last year's result, while relevant to the fan bases, is pretty damn irrelevant on the field.
Yeah.
Washington has completely cleaned house, and Chicago's not even starting the same quarterback. They've traded him away and drafted somebody else. I just there's not a lot of relevance last year to this year. I think we have to release those demons. They got a chance. If it's Mariota, they still have a chance. Defensively, they got to show up. And honestly, I think the path to winning this thing is running the hell out of the football like they've done all year.
And I think that is the path for both sides. Agreed. So what it comes down to, what we discussed before, Jay, you and I have these conversations. You got to run the football, stop the run. You do that, you win the game. Point blank.
Sometimes it's simple. You know what else is simple? Maryland governor Wes Moore is absolutely on fire making football picks. And the Maryland governor will join us next. Only one dude cool enough to pull off Regulators by Warren G and Nate Dogg as his theme music, and that is Maryland governor Wes Moore. B, do you have any idea how good governor's record is so far through 7 weeks?
I think in the last, three or four, he's won at least 16 in the last three and lost three or four?
8-2 in the last 2 weeks. He's 24-12 on the season right now.
All right.
We welcome in Maryland Governor, Mr. Wes Moore. Gov, you are on fire, sir. I hope you are taking advantage of some of this at the Horseshoe or Maryland Live, wherever you prefer to do your gaming, sir.
Listen, if y'all could see me right now, I'm taking a bow.
I love it.
It's going well. It's going well. I'm telling you, man. People are coming to learn. It's like, listen, and we're not just going to tell you who's going where. We're going to tell you why. We're going to tell you the stats behind it. You know, this is must hear radio right now.
There you go.
Well, Gov, let me ask you a question for Must Hear Radio. Now, I don't believe you were in the medical side of this thing, but you did go to Hopkins. Hopkins considered like the best hospital in the world. What do you think the Commanders should do with Jaden Daniels' rib?
Whoo, man! I what's wild though. I mean, watching like the collective like gasp when you saw him get hurt last week. But you know, here's the thing. I think it looks like he's going to be fine. He practiced today, right?
No.
Is that correct?
No.
He did not practice today.
It's just kind of coming out. He at least wasn't there for the portion that media was there. That's what we can tell you. Yeah.
Okay.
Tight. It's a weird one.
Listen, he's a. It is a funky injury, but the dude is a baller. I imagine that they're going to do what it takes to get him ready for this Sunday's game. But you know what? I think they're also going to be, because I do think that this is an important game, and I think this is a game that a lot of people had kind of circled already before, because you literally had the two most hyped draft picks going against each other. And frankly, I think that for a lot of people, there was an assumption that Caleb Williams was going to be the guy. I think that Chicago literally gave up their starting quarterback in order to make room for him. And this year has been completely dominated by Jalen. So I think this is a game that the team has circled on their calendar. I think this is a game that Jalen had circled on his calendar. So I mean, I understand that the team might want to say, listen, we don't want to risk anything. but I have a very, very strong hunch that Jalen is like, do what you got to do. Get me on the field on Sunday.
I can see that.
I think Jake.
I think it's all about him. Yes.
Right. Yeah. It's going to be fascinating if I tell you what, Gov. We got five games lined up. You're already talking about it. You want to make your official Commanders Bears pick? We'll start there.
Yeah. So I mean, obviously, what happens with Jaden is a big deal. But I'm going on the assumption that Daniels is playing. I'm going on the assumption that he'll be able to be successful and be able to show why he is, in my opinion, by far the most exciting rookie quarterback that we have in this year's draft. And I think the Commanders win because I think the Commanders are showing they're just a stronger team. Now, why I think this is interesting, though, is if you would have asked me this on week one, I would have said this is Chicago's game because I think Chicago has a better roster. I think Caleb Williams walked into a better situation than did Jaden Daniels. But I am really impressed with how this offense has begun to gel, about how the offensive line has done a much better job of being able to buy more time. And again, that was surprising for me because I did not see that coming into the start of this year. They still have some defensive issues that they got to figure out. Like you can't rely on the offense to score 30 points every single game to get a win. But the Bears, even though I think they are turning it up now and they're starting to play like a better team and their roster is actually starting to show itself, I think that the Commanders are able to go get this W this week.
All right. It's going to be a fun one to watch.
Like what I'm hearing, Gov.
The Gov's been red hot.
I really do. But honestly, like you'd asked me this at the beginning of the year, I would have said this is the Bears. They on paper, they came into this year with a better roster. And I think Caleb Williams came in with more hype. But I'm actually really impressed. Again, not just with Jaden Daniels, but I'm impressed with how the team has, particularly on the offensive side of the ball, how the team has really matured along with him. So I do think that they pull this off. But I am praying that that Jaden Daniels is under center.
Sure. Right. I think most of the DMV is right there with you. Let's go up the road to a really interesting game. Bengals-Eagles. Both these teams need it. It's interesting.
You know, by the way, I got to tell you, you picked some really hard games this week.
Sorry. B-Mitch picked them.
No, because, I mean, every single one, there's not a, you know, and usually, and here's the thing. One thing I will give ourselves a little bit of credit here. One of the reasons why our record has been so strong, especially for the past few weeks, is a lot of the upsets that we have picked have turned out and they've worked. But this week is a really hard week because you know these are pretty evenly matched teams. The thing I would say about the Bengals and the Eagles, they're evenly bad teams. So I don't think this is going to be a good football game. And I don't think for people who actually enjoy watching the sport that you're really going to be blown away. I think that the Eagles came off a really emotional win last week. Saquon Barkley was like absurd in the way he played against the Giants. And we called that. We said he's going to have a day. I mean, he had a day, but we knew that was going to be a big game and an emotional game for him playing against the Giants. And I think that, you know, Burrow is actually playing better. The biggest question with Joe Burrow has always been what Joe Burrow is going to show up on Sunday. And is it going to be enough to be able to help to elevate the Bengals? So I think the Bengals actually pull this one off. I think the Eagles still just have a real disconnect between the talent on their roster and the coaching that they're going to get, and I just don't see that getting fixed until they get a new coaching staff on board. And so I think it's going to be close, but I do think that the Bengals pull this one off. And I think that's enough because I think they have the Eagles as the favorite on it.
Wow.
I think if the Bengals are going to start to get hot, then this is the time to do it.
They better do it now.
If they don't, then we know they're not.
We did not give you easy games.
And here's the thing, too. that's right. And here's the thing, too, is – between the Ravens and the Steelers, they're running away with the division. And so if the Bengals are going to be serious, if the Bengals are actually going to play and make this season worth anything, then they do have to get it going. If not, then just get ready for a good draft pick. But and I would say then just, you know, just don't even worry about the rest of the year and just try to go get a high draft pick. But you know, the Steelers and the Ravens are playing real football right now. Yeah. So the Bengals need to take that seriously.
Gov, if we can, we'll go quick. We got – this is not an easy one. Bills, Seahawks.
Yeah, this is a tough one. Well, first of all, I'll start by saying Geno Smith is playing really good football. And Geno has really figured out a way to make a career out of this. I mean, and even when people were really, really questioning whether how long Geno would be in the league, he's actually playing some really good football right now. Buffalo is favored in this one. But once again, I'm going to go with the upset. I'm going to go with the Seahawks.
Wow.
Yeah. I just think there's a certain momentum that's taking place right now. The Seahawks looked really good last week. Really good last week. And so I'm going to go with the momentum play on this one. So I'm going with the upset, and I got the Seahawks winning it.
I don't think this one's hard. Niners, Cowboys.
I mean, it's hard because I'm going to go with the Cowboys, and I hate going with the Cowboys.
Ooh, wow.
I want the Cowboys to lose every week. The Cowboys, listen, they're in a world of hurt, but the only thing that's in a more of a world of hurt right now is the 49ers roster. Like, everybody's hurt.
Yeah.
And I just think it's really difficult. I mean, I don't know if they've come back and ruled on Debo yet, and I do think that matters. But, like, McCaffrey's out, and Kittle's questionable. I mean, like, all of your core players are either out or playing hurt. And I think one thing that's happened with the Niners now is when people are saying, well, Brock Purdy, you know, he's not having as good of a year. Yeah, because he doesn't have all of his tools.
Yep.
I mean, you know, Brock Purdy, he was never the guy. He was a great system quarterback with a ridiculous amount of tools that surrounded him. And so I just think as long as the 49ers roster is as hurt as it is, it puts other teams in a chance to compete. I think that the Cowboys, again, I hate saying this because I find their downfall actually hilarious. But I do think that they pull this one off this week, but it's only because the 49ers are just so weakened right now.
Last one, and I don't think this one's difficult, Gov. Ravens, Browns.
Jesus. I mean, I don't even know if my guys even need to really show up for this one. This is bad. The Ravens are going to the Ravens are just going to absolutely run away with this. I mean, can I make one actually maybe benign statement, though, that
sure.
I think is going to try to be true? I actually think the Browns are going to be better without Deshaun Watson. I think that, you know, and again, I'm praying for his health and I'm, you know, and all that good stuff. I just do not think that he ever really was the leader of the team. I think that there was always a bit of a distraction involved there. I think he never had the fan base. And I think as long as that was the case, it was always going to be a challenging dynamic. I think there's going to be a bit of a rallying that's going to happen, not around, you know, just around the franchise and what happens when your core person goes out. And I think it's going to give a lot of other players opportunities to kind of step up in a unique way. So I'm praying for Deshaun to get better health-wise. But actually, I think that the Browns could potentially be a better team now that they have a chance to really think about this and think about what is the direction of the team going forward. But it ain't going to happen against the Ravens. I'll tell you that right now.
I don't think it will either. All right, Governor, I got you with the Commanders, the Seahawks, the Bengals, the Cowboys, and the Ravens.
That's it.
All right.
Thank you for the time, sir. We always appreciate it.
Man.
That's it, man. I'm keeping his hand warm, man. Keep his hand warm.
Thank you, Gov.
All right, Gov.
Good to talk to y'all.
Take care, man.
See ya. That is Maryland Governor Wes Moore. Nobody go anywhere.